Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This hadith is about the prohibition of pondering about Allah's essence. As you know, knowledge is generally virtuous in Islam. You know, Islam in general has encouraged its followers and human beings to seek out knowledge. There's no restrictions to the knowledge that it encourages people to seek out. From the point of view of time, there's no restriction. The Prophet said, seek out knowledge from the cradle to the grave. And as far as time is concerned, that's as far as time is concerned. From the point of view of space, the Prophet said, you know, seek out knowledge even if you have to, travel to China. And, you know, the word China here is, it's just simply an allusion to the fact that, you know, there's no restrictions as far as space is concerned. You know, as far as you have to go to seek out knowledge, you should seek it out. But at the same time, there are certain restrictions regarding the subjects that we are allowed to investigate into, right? And, you know, there's a famous prayer which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet in which he says, he asks God's refuge from knowledge which is not of any benefit. وَمِنْ إِلْمٍ لَا يَنْفَعْ. It's a famous prayer, right? So, you know, there is certain restrictions, right? Regarding the knowledge that we are advised to seek out, the knowledge that we are supposed to seek out. Like, for example, a good example is, you know, there's in the history of Islam, when after the delegation of the Prophet, after the Bayt, a lot of times people would come and ask the Prophet, you know, questions, right? Investigate certain matters, and they would ask him to ask Allah to reveal the answers to these questions. And, you know, a lot of times the Prophet would discourage these people from asking this. And in fact, one time a verse was revealed regarding this, in which Allah says that, do not ask about things which, if disclosed to you, would be cumbersome for you, would be burdensome for you. Right? So in general, there's a restriction as far as these subjects are concerned. One of these subjects which we have been asked not to delve into is the essence of God, right? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ponder about the creation of God, but do not ponder upon Allah himself, his essence, lest you be ruined, right? Because in essence, we do not have the capacity to fathom his essence. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, we do not know the essence of your greatness. All that we know is that you are ever living and self-subsisting, through whom all things subsist. Drowsiness and sleep do not overtake you, vision does not reach you, and sight cannot perceive you. So the intellect, obviously being a limited thing, the human mind, it cannot conceive of something infinite. It's possible that, in fact, we only have knowledge of, you know, those attributes of God that we have some sort of portion of. I mean, like, for example, we know that we have knowledge and this is a perfection, so therefore God being all perfect, he must have knowledge. But what about those things that we don't have and are perfections that he might have? Obviously, we don't have any knowledge of it. We can't even fathom it, right? Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the prohibition of pondering about God's essence from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.